I think at the start of the season we'd have been very happy with 4 points off Royston, and I think a few days ago you'd have probably been happy with 4 points from your last two games. What'd you make of it today?
Really good game for a 0-0. Yeah, it was, you know, really hard fought, as we expected it to be. Real up and at it, both teams. It was a proper Southern Prem game, and you know, credit to both sets of players for playing their part in what I thoroughly enjoyed. You know, and I think in all truth, little disappointed we didn't take all 3 points. A little disappointed. I thought the first half we it was an even game, but I thought we had the better opportunities in the final third. Certainly statistically we had a hell of a lot more entries into the final third, into the box, attempts on goal. We just lacked a little bit of quality to work the goalkeeper. But defensively we were sound. I think they only had one shot on goal in the first half, which was from the free kick. And then in the second half, as it started to go on, I thought they started the half really well, and we had to be on the back foot, and we had to defend, and we had to be work really hard to keep them at bay. But we'd done it superbly without too many issues. And then as it started entering in the last 15 minutes, yep, it became a little bit more open, and you just thought, you know, both teams trying to win it, and you felt probably one goal was going to come, and you weren't sure which team it was going to be. And during that 15 minutes, I think we had the best three opportunities of the game. You know, just unfortunate that we couldn't turn. Ben Baker got in behind a couple of times. Danny Kelly's one where he gets on that half turn, yeah, he's just got the goalkeeper to beat, and he just pulls it wide. On another day, that hits the net, and you get all 3 points, and you congratulate your players for a brilliant performance and all 3 points to show. But if you can't win, don't get beat. And right, we said that at half time. You know, we got through to the half without conceding. Just can we get to the end? And like you said, 4 points from these two games you would have probably taken, or you would have taken. So no, look, the boys have done brilliantly. It's now one defeat in seven, and even that defeat was a good performance.
It was
a really good performance.
Unfortunate to lose that.
So it's now just about trying to be consistent and look at the next game. There's a lot of tired legs. We had Owen come off with a tight hamstring, Robbie Parker's taken a bang on his knee, Chev running socks off, he was shattered towards the end. So you know, we're going to have to just dust ourselves down now, look at the squad, see who's who can do what, and then no, we'll look to pick the right team for Lowestoft and look to take maximum points. But really happy.
Yeah, that's good. And halfway through the season now, mate, or our league season at least.
Yeah,
that first half has been a decent half for us.
26 points. Mm. Yeah, so you double that, 52. Yeah. You're in and around the you know, lower halves of the mid table, and we'll take that without a shadow of a doubt. So, the boys have doing really well, and look, we'll stay grounded. We won't get carried away. They've shown what they can do. They've set their own standards, and now it's about doing it consistently. Yeah. Good teams, the best teams in this league, do it consistently over 42 games, and we've managed to do it over seven. So the challenge is just one by one, just keep ticking them off, and and then we'll be in a good position come the end of the season.
Let's keep it going, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Nigel.
Cheers.